Well, glory to God. Begin with Habakkuk 3:19. The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to tread on the heights. The Living Bible reads, the Lord God is my strength. He will give me the speed of a deer and bring me safely over the mountains. Reading from the Amplified, the Lord God is my strength, my source of courage, my invincible army. He has made my feet steady and sure, like hinds feet, and makes me walk forward with spiritual confidence on my high places of challenge and responsibility. I want to be enabled by God. At times and in times, and if it could be, at all times. Enabled for specific purpose and use. Enabled for exploit. Enabled for battle and for trial. Enabled for persecution. Enabled for a holy moment, a miraculous revelation. John, the writer of Revelation, was in a great season of trial. John, a voice of truth, a voice for truth, an eyewitness of Jesus Christ, a man devoted to the preaching of the gospel, that the message of the good news be known. And there came a time when unholy men wanted him silenced. An apocalypse manuscript begins with the life of the apostle Saint John. In this miniature, grotesquely featured men bring John before the Roman emperor Domitian. With an imperial gesture, Domitian orders his men to throw John into a cauldron of boiling oil. John emerges unharmed, a miracle signified by the dove of the Holy Spirit above his head. It is said that the Roman emperor Domitian commanded that the apostle John be boiled to death in oil. But John only continued to preach from within the pot. Another time, John was forced to drink poison, but as promised in Mark 16:18, it did not hurt him. Thus, John, the head of the church in Ephesus at the time, was banished to Patmos. You know, you'd need to be enabled by the sovereign Lord to tread on these heights. You'd need the strength of God. God Himself, your source of courage. God Himself, your invincible army. God Himself. You need Him to give you the speed of a deer and bring you safely over these mountains. We need an enabling. The church needs enabling. And the saints need enabling. Revelation 1, verses 9 to 11. I, John, both your brother and companion in the tribulation and kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was on the island that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. May we all be. And I heard behind me a loud voice as of a trumpet saying, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. And what you see, write in a book and send it to the seven churches. And I'll thank you, Lord, for enabling John. The great gift of the book of Revelation and how it speaks to and concerning the churches today. We need an enabling. You see, when the Lord enables a person, that person is able to do what otherwise they could not, would not be able to do or accomplish. When the Lord enables a person, miracles and the miraculous happen. Think of when a person or a people are cleansed of their iniquities, and there the Lord enables them. We pick up this scripture, Ezekiel 36, 33. Thus says the Lord God, on the day that I cleanse you from all your iniquities, I will also enable you to dwell in the cities, and the ruins shall be rebuilt. The church needs enabling. The people of God need an enabling. You know, think of when the Lord enables a person, giving them conception. We read Ruth 4:13. So Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife. And when he went into her, the Lord gave her conception, and she bore a son. What of Isaiah 61 and Luke 4? Isaiah 61, 1-3, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, verses 18 and 19, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. An enabling, an anointing. The saint working out their own salvation. Philippians 2, 12 and 13, therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you, both to will and to do for his good pleasure. God who works in you. The Amplified Bible, so then, my dear ones, just as you have always obeyed my instructions with enthusiasm, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation, that is, cultivate it, bring it to full effect. Actively pursue spiritual maturity with awe-inspired fear and trembling, using serious caution and critical self-evaluation to avoid anything that might offend God or discredit the name of Christ. For it is not your strength, but it is God who is effectively at work in you, both to will and to work, that is, strengthening, energizing, and creating in you the longing and the ability to fulfill your purpose for his good pleasure. Enabled. The church enabled, the saints enabled. Holman Christian Standard. So then, my dear friends, just as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now even more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who is working in you, enabling you both to desire and to work out his good purpose. J.B. Phillips, New Testament, for it is God who is at work within you, giving you the will and the power to achieve his purpose. Think about it this morning, church. God at work in you, enabling you. That's normal Christianity. Think of Mary, enabled for conception and to carry Christ into this world. And we know we are called to carry Jesus into the world. Church, we need an enabling. We need the enabling. We need to allow it to have its way. We need to let it take over, that it might cause us to tread on the heights. We need to ready ourselves. We need to prepare and cry out for an enabling even beyond the working out of our own salvation. Enabled for specific purpose, for use, for kingdom use. An enabling for industry, occupation, business, the realms of the creative, the building of Christian homes, families, generational impact, enabled for exploit and for battle and for trial and for persecution and for a holy moment of miraculous revelation. Catch it today. Noah, being divinely warned of things not seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to the faith. Enabled. Sarah received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age. Enabled. Moses, enabled to go to Pharaoh to lead the people of God out of Egypt into the promised land. Joshua, enabled. Samson, enabled. Esther, when she went before the king at the risk of her very life. Joseph needed enabling to endure all he endured, that the dream of God might be realized, that he might become a distributor of much-needed supply in a time of great famine. Daniel and the three Hebrew men, enabled. David, when he took down the giant Goliath. Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah. David and Samuel and the prophets, enabled. People enabled by the sovereign Lord. They subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, the mouths of lions stopped, the violence of fire quenched, the edge of the sword escaped, out of weakness they were made strong, became valiant in battle, turned to flight the armies of the aliens, tortured, not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection. Still, trials of mockings and scourgings, yes, and of chains and imprisonment, stoned, sawn in two, tempted, slain with the sword. They needed an enabling. They needed the power of God to see them through. Wanderers in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. Jesus was leaving the scene. The time of his departure at hand. Matthew 28, verses 18 to 20, Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Amen. Disciples enabled for the Great Commission. Luke 24, 46 to 49. Then he said to them, "Thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. Acts 1:8, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Disciples, endued with power from on high. Disciples receiving power. Disciples enabled by the Holy Ghost to be witnesses to the ends of the earth. Old and New Testament. The enabling of the Lord, people enabled by God. And it's what we need in this hour. Acts 2, 1-4, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as a fire, and one sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Tongue-tied? Man, all you need is a tongue of fire. Your tongue of fire to rest upon you, and enabled utterance will flow. Verses 14 to 21, Peter, standing up with the 11, raised his voice and said to them, "Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and heed my words. For these are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit. I will pour out of my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Yes, Lord. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they shall prophesy. I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Drunk with wine? No. Enabled. The Pentecost preacher went on laying out the truth. We pick up the text beginning at verse 36. "Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ." Now, when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Then Peter said to them, "Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins." November 24th. Sign up at the end of the service. "And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, for the promise is to you and to your children, and to all who are afar off, as many as the Lord our God will call." And with many other words, he testified and exhorted them, saying, "Be saved from this perverse generation." Amen. Then those who gladly received his word were baptized. And that day about 3,000 souls were added to them. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers. Then fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done through the apostles. Now all who believed were together and had all things in common, and sold their possessions and goods and divided them among all as anyone had need. So continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. The church enabled. The saints enabled. You remember the man Stephen? The martyr? Endued? Enabled? All who sat in the council looking steadfastly at him saw his face as the face of an angel. And what words we read, what words poured forth from this holy man. And then we come to the closing moments of his life on earth. Acts 7, beginning at verse 54. When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart and they gnashed at him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God and said, "Look, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." Then they cried out with a loud voice, stopped their ears and ran at him with one accord, and they cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at the feet of a young man named Saul. And they stoned Stephen as he was calling on God and saying, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Then he knelt down and cried out with a loud voice, "Lord, do not charge them with this sin." And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Incredible. The Apostle Paul, formerly Saul, Saul the persecutor, and as we've just read, he was at the stoning. Hard to believe. And he consented. But look at the work of the Lord. Acts 9, beginning of verse 1, then Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked letters from him to the synagogues of Damascus, so that if he found any who were of the way, whether men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. As he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly a light shone around him from heaven. Then he fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And he said, "Who are you, Lord?" Then the Lord said, "I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. It is hard for you to kick against the goads." So he, trembling and astonished, said, "Lord, what do you want me to do?" Then the Lord said to him, "Arise and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do." Enabled. This holy encounter. And the words of the Lord, just verses later, "He is a chosen vessel of mine to bear my name before Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel. For I will show him how many things he must suffer for my name's sake." 1 Timothy 1:1, "Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the commandment of God our Savior and the Lord Jesus Christ our hope." 1 Timothy 1:12, "And I thank Jesus, our Lord, who has enabled me because he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry." Paul, a man enabled by Jesus Christ. Verses 13 to 17, "Although I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and an insolent man," that is, violently arrogant, "but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant with faith and love, which are in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. However, for this reason I obtain mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show all longsuffering as a pattern to those who are going to believe on him for everlasting life. Now to the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, to God who alone is wise, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Enabled. And you know he needed it. The mission, the call, the Lord's will, the holy mandate, the beatings, the scourging, the stoning, the thorn in the flesh, the shipwrecks, the prison time. Old and New Testament men and women that knew they needed to be enabled by God. Verses 18 to 20, this charge I commit to you, son Timothy, according to the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by them you may wage the good warfare, having faith and a good conscience, which some having rejected concerning the faith have suffered shipwreck, of whom are Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I delivered to Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme. This son Timothy, a prophetic enabling. And what are the times that we need an enabling? That the utterance of the Lord flow, that which is not of us, that which is beyond us. And aren't there times we need our eyes opened? And here too, the enabling of the Lord. 2 Kings 6, 15 to 17, and when the servant of the man of God arose early and went out, there was an army surrounding the city with horses and chariots. And his servant said to him, "Alas, my master, what shall we do?" So he answered, "Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them." And Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see." Then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. The enabling of the Lord. Well, you're here today and you say, you know, life's much simpler for me. Church, we all have our heights. We all have our high places and of challenge and responsibility. Habakkuk 3:19, the sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to tread on the heights. Every person here, we all have places to dwell and ruins to rebuild. Ezekiel 36, 33, thus says the Lord God, on the day that I cleanse you from all your iniquities, I will also enable you to dwell in the cities, and the ruins shall be rebuilt. We all need enabling for conception and birthing. Listen, this is not just for woman with child. Ruth 4:13, the Lord gave her conception. We all need enabling to work out our own salvation. Philippians 2:12-13, therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. It's time. For it is God who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. You say, life's much simpler for me. Well, we all need and enabling to carry Christ into the world and to speak for Christ in this world. Lord, consider and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness. Lord, enable us to do what otherwise we could not do, would not be able to do or accomplish. Have you asked? Have you asked the Lord to enable you? When the Lord enables a person, miracles and the miraculous happen. Church, there are kingdoms yet to subdue. There is righteousness yet to be worked. There are promises yet to be attained. There are lions still. The violence of fire, the edge of the sword, weakness for which we need strength, battles, armies, and should the day come, the time ever come, may we reject deliverance that we might obtain a better resurrection. Lord, enable us that we might be of those whom the world was not worthy of. One way to get enabled is by the Word of God. The living, active Word of God. N.T. Wright said these words, "The Bible is there to enable God's people to be equipped to do God's work in God's world." We need to get in the Word. Fathers and mothers, we need to get in the Word. Not just have a word, we need to get in it. Sons and daughters, we need to get in the Word. The Word enabling God's people. The church needs an enabling. The church needs an enabling that the gospel might go forth as it was intended to. Mark 16:20, "Then they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following." George Whitefield said, "God enabled me to speak with the demonstration of the Spirit and with power." Man, this man knew how dependent he was. You know, concerning this house, new generation on the rise, I need to be enabled by God. I even think of young business people, young businessmen and women in this house. They need to be enabled by God. They need creativity beyond their own creativity, that they might become financiers for the kingdom. That's just one area. They need to be enabled. Are you in need of enabling for what is before you? For what stands before you? For what lies ahead? For a season or seasons you have entered or are entering? There are times we even need an enabling that we might continue to trust Him. George Mueller said, "From my inmost soul, I do ascribe it to God alone that He has enabled me to trust in Him, and that hitherto He has not suffered my confidence in Him to fail." I wonder if there's anyone in the house today, and you know, things are chaotic. Are things chaotic right now? It seems like chaos all around. Well, Oswald Chambers said these words, "Take heart today. God's end is to enable me to see that He can walk on the chaos of my life just now." Walk on the chaos of lives, Lord, and enable us. Enable us to tread with You. Habakkuk 3:19, "The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to tread on the heights." The Amplified, "He makes my feet like hinds' feet and will make me to walk, not to stand still in terror, but to walk and make spiritual progress upon my high places of trouble, suffering, or responsibility. Zechariah 4, 6, and 7, so he answered and said to me, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Who are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you shall become a plain. D.L. Moody said, no one can sum up all God is able to accomplish through one solitary life, wholly yielded, adjusted, and obedient to him. Lord, we need you. We need your touch. Let's have the worship ministry return today. I love these words. Oswald Chambers said, God can do nothing for me until I recognize the limits of what is humanly possible, allowing him to do the impossible. Well, one thing that is humanly impossible is the attaining of salvation, reconciliation, and freedom on our own. If you're here today and you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, if you have not surrendered your life to him, your eternal fate is sealed even now. Both heaven and hell are real. And one day we will pass from this life, but a vapor. And we will spend eternity in one of two places, heaven or hell. We cannot reach heaven on our own merits, our own good works, our own quote-unquote human righteousness. We just simply can't attain salvation, reconciliation, redemption, freedom on our own. The Bible is clear, the only way is Jesus Christ. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father. That's pretty clear. No one comes to the Father except through me. C.S. Lewis said, the Son of God became man to enable men to become sons of God. And you know, even in this place right now, if you are serious about giving your life to Jesus, if you've come to light, you are enabled and have been enabled. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 3, no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Let's stand in the house today. Man, you even think of our physical frame. I was thinking about it. We should begin praising him. These bodies enabled, the beating of our hearts, the ability of our lungs, the hearing of our ears, the sight of our eyes, the function and flow, the traversing of blood through our veins, the ability to sing and to shout and to dance and to clap, to applaud the Lord. And even now he can enable bodies without ability and mobility. God can quicken mortal bodies in this place. I wonder if you need enabling today. Ask him. Ask him, Lord, I need you to enable me, God. Call on him and come to him. Cry out to him. Perhaps you even need to step out of your row now and come. You know, maybe you're here today, you came into this house, and you need an enabling to tread on your low places. Your low places of life. Your low places of character. Your low places of function in society. Your low places, whatever it looks like. It's something you have to ask for. It's something we each have to cry out for. position ourselves for. And as a church, I pray that we would position ourselves for the enabling of the Lord to accomplish what would be impossible to accomplish without Him. Lord, enable Your people today, God. Enable Your church today, Lord. Enable Your people today, God. Come on, if that's your heart, you got to cry out. You got to ask Him. Enable me, Lord.